Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Speaking of text, the other text number, we're getting lots of welcome backs, which is really nice. We appreciate that. It feels great to hear that upon returning. I did a story in the news last hour about the latest trend in plastic surgery, which is having your ears turned out.
Yes, into pinned elf forward. Ears. Right.
And I told a story about a girl I dated who told me, you know, one of those things she probably could have easily kept to herself, but she said she had to have her ears pinned back because they stuck out when she was a cute little girl. And I thought, oh, that's terrible. And then someone wrote in and said, oh, I had to get that surgery too. And I thought, oh, maybe that's her. And 650 says, no, Vin, it's not the girl you dated. I'm a 50-year-old dude. So, all right, take it easy. I don't know. What do I know of it? That's the only like real life experience I had with the ear surgery
the ear
was
pinning,
a lady
yeah.
I know.
I knew a guy who got his ears pinned back, and I was kind of bummed that he did it.
Oh, why?
Because I liked him. I don't know. Oh. He just gave him character. I like things that people always hate the thing on their face that actually makes them who they are. It's like Ashley Simpson getting a nose job. What are you doing? Why would you do that? Your freaking honker was your whole... Now you're just another pretty blonde girl.
Well.
That thing was money. I loved it.
Right, but then you see your... Look, these people who have to get their picture every day, you know this. When we get our pictures, we don't even have to do it every day, and it's not even part of our living, and yet you look at your picture and go, Jesus, get some sleep, guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or whatever,
it seems like,
you know.
It's like Cindy Crawford. You know, she knew enough to keep them all.
Yeah, good point.
Most people would just get that removed. I don't know. Ashley, it's funny, because Ashley Simpson got that nose fixed, and then it was Ashley Simpson, right? Jessica's sister.
It was, right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she, then, like, you never heard of her again. She married some dude and started popping out kids, and that was that. New nose, everything changed. Remember when she was on SNL, and they caught her lip syncing? That was awesome.
That was
so
not awesome.
Awesome.
That was terrible.
You know, it was awesome. I loved it. Like, oh, look at that.
Didn't she just run off the stage?
She did. She did like a little hoedown dance, and then she went, I got to go because my voice is playing and I am not. This ain't it.
Right.
Anyway. Crunch. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by World Day of Music. It is celebrated every June 1st. June 21st. That would be today's date. Mm-hmm. World Day of Music is to highlight music's universal appeal to all of us. And that is absolutely, it's so true. Music. We love it. In fact, we're going to start with a game. It's time to play a game. Now, this is there's only a few people in our audience that are actually going to be able to play along with this one. I mean, you can guess. You got to be a Metallica fan for this one.
I got this, everyone.
We'll
know what?
See.
The People's Champion has you. Do not worry. Just
No, you lost that title. Remember that? How V-Hale crushed you right before we left for vacation? You got to earn that back. I don't know what we're playing
with. No, she doesn't get to take my title.
No, she took
just
it.
By,
you don't have it anymore. You don't have it.
That is my nickname,
and
I get to keep it no matter what.
No.
It goes
you
with
have to be. You have to be the winner. You have to be the winner.
Otherwise, you're
just Vinny. You're El Campeón when you're winning.
No. Even if I were to retire today, that is my nickname.
No, like, if you retired today, you would retire a loser because you have to win one. Tell you what, next time you win one, then you can retire and you'll retire as El Campeón.
All right, fine. Yeah. I can't fight with you about this all day.
The most used... I missed you too. the most used word in Metallica's lyrics. Somebody went through and calculated all the words that are in all of Metallica's lyrics, and they came up with the top 10 most used words.
Okay, so, well, is it like, is it yeah?
Maybe.
Okay.
So here we go. I've broken this into two games.
Okay.
Which of these is the number one most used word in all of Metallica's lyrics? Feel, life, away, never, or time. Which of those is the number one most used word in all of Metallica's lyrics? Feel, life, away, never, or time.
I'm going to say never, Bob.
Never is correct, Vinny! You did it! After never, never land.
I would have, you know what? I just try to think, there. Look, this is going to sound super weird, but there are plenty of heavy bands, and I'll hear their lyrics and go, nope. Sorry, I'm not going to listen to you. Metallica knows not to use words like feel.
Oh, no, they use feel 71 times.
I know, but they don't use it like, it's not, look, I'm telling you, there's a difference in the way people write lyrics.
They're not in their feelings, is what you're saying.
Right. I don't want it, I get that it shows up. I don't want it to be the focus of a song. I'm not into that.
The number one word is never. It's been used 146 times in all of their songs.
And that was a guess, by the way. I've never seen this story.
So feel was number 10. They've used feel 71 times. Life, 89 times. Away, 95 times. And time, 84 times.
The thing about feel is you could if what you follow it with is important, like feel essie, okay. Or feel like hell. All right, I can live with that. Mm-hmm. Or that kind of stuff.
Or feel light as a butterfly.
No.
You'd go with
it. Okay. Right.
Feel like a cool summer breeze. You know? Feel like the cold side of the pillow.
Right, that's not
that's good.
What you want.
Okay, here's the next game. It's time to play another game.
So I'm back to El Campeón. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I just won.
All right.
It's
easy as that. You are on a winning streak. Let's see if you can keep it going, or if you're going to lose the title right now. Which of these is the second most used word in all of Metallica's lyrics? Is it yeah, one, see, take, or way?
I guessed yeah earlier for a reason. I think yeah it shows up a lot in their songs. I'm going to go yeah, Bob.
I'm sorry, El Campeón. I'm ripping your title away. Yeah is not even in the top 10.
Oh.
You can believe that? It's been used only 68 times.
Okay.
All right, so now we're down to one, see, take, and way.
Again, just going by feel, I like take.
Take is number 5 with 92 times. 92 times has been used. Now we're down to 1, see, and way.
One.
One is correct. Number 2 most used word in all of Metallica's lyrics is the word one 127 times. See was 124 times, and way was 78 times. It's hard to believe that they said yeah only 68 times, but not even in the top 10.
Well, they put it in highly recognizable positions, though, so that's why I thought of that initially. Right.
Taylor Swift is in the news today. Not surprising. Girl's always in the news, always making news.
She's fantastic.
I agree. Her next remake that she's going to drop is her 2012 album, Red. She's announced this. She's re-releasing Red. As you may have heard, Scooter Braun is with, wound up with the rights to all of her records, and she went, F you, I'm going to just re-record every single one of those records, and then somehow she owns them again. I'm not sure how it all works, but this is what she's been doing. And she's been doing a nice job. You can barely tell the difference, and she's adding tons of extras to these songs, mm-hmm. to these albums.
So to you make get... people want to buy that version.
Sure,
that's smart.
Exactly.
Good for her.
So it's coming out November 19th. It'll have 30 songs on it. And one of the songs is 10 minutes long. Like,
whoa.
What the, what? She says, oh, is this off of Red?
Yeah.
This is.
Is
a great song. Mm-hmm. I love this tune.
That is a hit.
It is so great. What else is on Red?
A lot of songs that you know. Oh, We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Oh,
22.
God,
22.
Oh, I love 22. I love 22.
Yeah.
That's one of my songs. She said, musically and lyrically, Red resembles a heartbroken person. It was all over the place, a fractured mosaic of feelings that somehow all fit together in the end. Happy, free, confused, lonely, devastated, euphoric, wild, and tortured by memories past. Ever, ever, ever. Yeah, it's a good song.
You know what song we listened to a lot on our road trip? Not that it's not Taylor Swift, but it was Pink. What's the song she sings with her kid?
Oh, Sunshine. Cover me in sunshine.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, my youngest daughter wants to hear that on repeat.
Does she like the little girl singing in it? Or does
she just likes,
just
well,
likes
I don't know.
Song.
I mean, she doesn't say it specifically because there's a little girl in it. She just loves it.
And it's a pretty song.
Good message. And everything will be all right, everybody.
Yep. Everything is going to be okay. Mm. Remember Cindy Blackman Santana, I think, said that to us, and it felt like it just felt like the thing
what
I needed to hear at
right.
that moment.
Right.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for telling us that.
Yeah.
Everything's
going to
be okay.
There are certain artists, for me, Bob Marley's one of them, but there are others, including Michael Franti, but people with messages that you just got to hear it. And that
it's right there in the song. Hey,
from that Pink
thing.
Song is don't really, really right. well put.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be nice. All right.
Can I hear the little girl singing? Little Willow?
I
loved that documentary. That kid is a firecracker. Like, that kid's going places.
Yeah.
I'm really into her daughter. She's brave. Tell me that the world's been spinning since the beginning. And everything will be all right. Cover me in sunshine. So cute. It's amazing.
Yep.
Good for them. What a happy little family.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, congrats, Taylor Swift, on your 30 songs and one's 10 minutes long for the re-release.
Yeah, the original album has 16 tracks
on
it.
Oh, my God. Jesus, she is just loading those. She can put the whole albums out with those things. You ever heard the expression $1 million smile?
Yeah.
It couldn't be more real. It's actually a $1.6 million smile. Post Malone, he said, you know what I need? Veneers, my teeth. No good. So he goes and gets porcelain veneers, and his teeth are white and perfect and beautiful, except for the fangs are two diamonds, 6 carats apiece. He got fangs. So he has white veneers, like he got just, you know, the ceramic veneers. Oh, there he is clenching a grit. So all his teeth look absolutely great, and then his two fang position teeth are, each one is a 6-carat diamond. It's
wow.
a lot.
His teeth do look
right
good, though.
They do. Oh, my God. They look amazing. I'd love to get veneers. How much do they cost? Hopefully not $1 million.
Pricey. Well, yeah, if you get the diamonds, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm not getting diamonds. I wouldn't get diamonds. That would be... Maybe I will get diamonds. Maybe I'll get like a ruby and a... What's a green one? An emerald.
If I ever replace the cap I have on in my mouth, I'm going to get a gold tooth for sure.
Don't get a gold tooth.
I am.
Oh, my God.
I'm absolutely doing it.
You gotta go platinum.
No.
They range from $400 to $2,500 per tooth.
Per tooth. And are they hard to put in? Because my teeth are like getting janky.
I thought they have to like shave it down and then.
Oh, they make your tooth into a post?
Mm-hmm. I think so. Let me look
that sounds up. Right, doesn't it? Like they would fit something over and glue it right in there. Make it look real. Yeah, I should get that. That'd be good. Anyway, the two diamonds, total combined weight of 12 carats, 28 units of, he got every single tooth done, 28 units of ceramic restoration. He paid $1.6 million for this thing.
Well, he's got it. I don't know how, but good for him. And I don't mean that he's not talented, but I thought music didn't sell anymore. you keep hearing nobody buys music, so how do these guys get rich?
It's the guys that do the big concerts, you know?
And you know, I'm sure he gets money and off merch. Streaming. Like, he's a big star, right? Uh-huh. So he must get some, but you're absolutely right. It's going to be, it'll be touring and merch, but nobody did that in the last year. Mm-hmm. The touring part, anyway. And good for him, you know? He's got $1.6 million to drop into his mouth, and why the hell not? I suppose if he ever goes broke, he can just crank a diamond out and be like, here, let's pawn this. You know?
Hey, pull this out.
Right here. Let's go take this down the street.
I'm going to guess that will last for a minute or two, and then he'll go, these are a total pain in my ass. Give me 2 gold teeth, please.
Yeah. Or even just white teeth, and then just put it. Doesn't he have a bunch of grills? I feel like I see him in grills.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Maybe you're not supposed to put grills over ceramic teeth, veneers. Lord, the day we left, she dropped a new song. I thought maybe you'd want to hear it if you haven't already.
I haven't. Let's hear it.
All right, here we go. It's called Solar Power, which I think is the title track on the new record of her. You know, I thought her record was actually called Here's My Butt Crack, but it turns out it was called Solar Power.
Beautiful picture. Don't be so negative.
It is a great picture. Kicking in that
sun. I love this. Damn, I love this. That's a song of the summer. I'm predicting it. Love that tune.
Well,
what do you think?
See what Drake has to say about it.
Yeah, forget Drake. I'll walk off a short pier.
It's almost as good as that picture she released.
It's way better than the picture.
No, the picture's great.
It makes me forgive her for the picture.
You're so negative. I hate when you get all dark.
I know.
Not dark. I just feel like she needs to do that. Listen to that song. She doesn't need to show her ass crack for that.
She's wonderful.
Stop it. Sure, she's wonderful. You seen her dance? My God, it's wonderful. And maybe Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani got married last week. I don't know. You know how people are, they're all sleuths. Gwen was seen, I think this is last Saturday, wearing a sparkling diamond band with her engagement ring. She, Blake, and one of her sons were in Santa Monica attending a children's sporting event, and somebody gets this picture with this extra band around the diamond that she's already wearing. They've been engaged since October. The day before, like a week ago Friday, she posted a picture of herself sipping wine and holding a present with the caption, "She's getting married." Mm. And then some source close to her said that Blake built this chapel on his Oklahoma ranch that they plan to use for the ceremony sometime this year. It may have happened. It may not have happened. People are just using their very best detective work to figure out if she's got an extra ring on there. I don't believe they've said anything. Has any confirmation of this come out? Did you see anything, Nikki? Mm-mm.
All right. I saw that they didn't get married.
Oh, so you're hearing that.
Yeah,
but they could be lying.
Totally.
Yeah. So we may never know. Yeah. They could just be married. Honestly, it doesn't affect any of us.
Doesn't change my life.
But I would, you know, I mean, as a person who likes to know stuff,
yeah,
be interested.
I would be happy for them. They seem very happy. And if they did it privately, that's perfectly fine.
They seem cool.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And I'm sure there was an adjustment phase for both of them, her being an Orange County girl and him being an Oklahoma
boy. Yeah.
Opposites attract.
Very different, and yet it's clear they both accepted each other, freckles and all.
This is a song with her and him on it. This is called Go Ahead and Break My Heart.
Yeah, we've heard this one, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I think they might have even performed it on The Voice one time.
That seems right.
Of course.
Anyway, that's all I've got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I'm not on the dating apps, but if you are, there is a significant change coming that'll make dating apps maybe better.
Oh,
by a lot.
All right.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.